The word today is wait. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Dealing with delays is a part of everyday life. We wait to be served at a business or in an airport while waiting for visiting friends or for healing from an illness or operation. The scriptures teach us to be watchful and prepared for the return of Christ. Here to share how we can be active while waiting is Bible educator Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Wait.
It can be very difficult for people to be prepared for things that they're not ready for or that they're not expecting. This is one of the reasons why millions and millions of people around the world carry an insurance policy, because we know at some point there's going to be a negative event. There's going to be a catastrophe, a problem that happens, and we want to be prepared for it. In the same way, the faith of the Christian is like their insurance policy. It is our plan for when things go very bad. What might happen? We might contract a horrible illness. We might have been struck by a vehicle. We don't know all the different ways that we can be harmed or hurt, but we do know one thing, that we're ready for the future in Jesus Christ, and our faith assures us that no matter what happens to ourselves physically, we're going to be okay spiritually and in the long run have life eternal in Jesus. One of the things that's going to take place that we need to be prepared for is the return of Christ. This is going to be not a disaster in the sense of something that causes great harm and destruction to us, but it's going to be, for the believer, unexpected, and it will definitely put an end to all of our other plans. We need to be ready for this. The scriptures make it very clear that those who love the Lord Jesus, those who have put their faith and hope in Him, those who understand that He died on the cross for our sins and who adore Him as God, those people will be prepared for His return. They are the believers in Christ. Those that have rejected Him, those that do not love God, those that want to live for their sinful fleshly lusts and desires are not going to be saved when Christ returns. They need to repent. And if this is describing you, you need to, as they say, get right with God. You need to repent of your sin, to turn away from it, to turn your life over to the Lord Jesus. Listen to this description from Luke chapter 12 when it talks about the return of Jesus. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth, he will dress himself to serve and will have them recline at the table and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. You see, there's this warning in the Word of God. Jesus Christ will come. No one can predict when it will take place. Speaking of predictions, I'm finding it kind of humorous that the Mayan prophecies are all getting attention. These prophecies that suggest that the end of the world will take place. I laugh when I hear things like this. I remember that through the ages, many have tried to prophesy the end of the world or the return of Jesus. This is sheer nonsense. And yet the world is going to make a big deal out of it as though it's important and as though it's so wonderful or so insightful. It's ridiculous. It's spiritual garbage. The scriptures teach us very clearly that no one knows the day nor the hour. And if the Son of Man, Jesus, when he was here on earth, was not privy to that information of God the Father, and he lets us know this, who then among us, sinful men, think that we're so clever, we're so smart, that we can figure it out? I will treat these prophecies of the Mayans, which, by the way, were a bloodthirsty people. I remember seeing the Mayan ruins in Mexico, where they had a thing for chopping off people's heads in their sacrifices. A bloodthirsty pagan people, as if God of the scriptures is going to reveal himself, the God who saves humanity is going to give his date for the end of the world to them? No, not at all. I remember one incident in demonstrating how foolish it is to try to judge when the end of the world is going to be. There was a man, and this was in the first year of my pastoral ministry. I had just exited the seminary, and I was now in the congregation and had only been there several months when a booklet came in the mail. And this booklet was entitled 88 Reasons Why the Rapture Will Be in 1988. Now, the rapture in the scriptures is only mentioned clearly once. And essentially, if you want to think of it as kind of God's divine escalator or elevator to get those who are saved on Judgment Day to life eternal in heaven, think of it that way, and that's about all the much further you have to think about the rapture. But this man went into great detail trying to give us dates and references, and he had it figured out that in 1988, the rapture was going to happen, and there were 88 reasons why. Imagine spending the time and effort to try to figure out 88 reasons or supports for concluding that the rapture would take place in 1988. Well, I held up this booklet in front of the congregation and I said, "People of God, when it comes to 1989, we are going to laugh at this guy because he is a false prophet. He is trying to predict from the Word of God something that we are told we cannot predict." And sure enough, when 1989 came, I held up the booklet and I said, "You see, another failed instance of a person trying to calculate when the Lord Jesus comes back." You know what? We have much more important things to do than trying to figure out God's timetable. We have the precious good news of Jesus Christ to share with those people around us. You know somebody who does not hold Jesus to be their Lord. This person is going to be lost. This person is going to spend eternity separated from God if you don't get to them. And if you're one of these people, the sand is running through the hourglass. The time is running out for you. You will not have plenty of time to repent. You will not have time to turn from your sin. The scriptures are very clear that the return of Jesus will be sudden. It'll be like the lightning that flashes from the east to west, we're told. You're not going to have a chance to, get around to it sometime later. This is so much more important than trying to set dates and trying to look at world politics. Do you remember how in the 1960s and 70s the Soviet Union was seen by many Christians as part of the evil empire that spiritually was going to be involved in Armageddon, and it was all part of the end times? Well, what happened to all that end times prophecy? What happened to all those predictions? They were nonsense. Because again, it's impossible to point out the time of Jesus' return. Instead, it is far, far better to be ready yourself. Sort of like the apostles, when they went out preaching the good news of Jesus following the resurrection of Christ. Do you realize that the best way to be prepared for the return of Jesus is to be serving him, is to be worshiping him? The best way is to be going out and giving your testimony to others, to share with them the love of Jesus Christ and to be demonstrating it in your actions and good deeds that you do in the name of the Lord. All of this is preparation. It's sort of like an army. When it's not actively engaged in battle, when they're not actually fighting the war, they don't just sit there saying, well, we'll wait until the bombs start dropping or the people start shooting. They train. They are engaged. They prepare. And in the same way, you also need to prepare for the return of Christ. One of the things that's interesting about these passages about the master returning at an unknown time is the lavish rewards that are given to the servants who are waiting and ready, and the horrible judgment and condemnation upon those that have sloughed it off and are not prepared. We need to be prepared for the return of Jesus. Just like an insurance policy, our faith will protect us, but not if we don't take it seriously. Not if we, in our heart of hearts, don't really believe. We need to commit ourselves and our lives and our actions into the name of Jesus and for the name of Jesus. It's like when I was a child, I used to play hide and seek, and the phrase was, "Ready or not, here I come." That's the way it will be on the return of Christ. He will come, and the phrase will be, "Ready or not." So also, you must be prepared. Determine in your heart and your mind that you're not going to be caught off guard, that you will repent of your sins, that you will be ready when the Lord Jesus Christ returns in glory with all of his angels.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.